So, you have an actor you want to pitch for some upcoming projects?
Yes, sir, I do. Well, it's Chris Pratt, so you're probably already familiar with him.
Chris Pratt?
Chris Pratt, that's right.
That's kind of messed up.
What do you mean?
Well, I mean, how did this rat get so crispy?
Oh, no, that's not—
Did you barbecue a rat?
I didn't barbecue a rat, no. Chris Pratt is—
I'll be honest, I don't really know what kind of movie I could use a Chris Pratt in.
No, see, his name is—
Maybe a movie where a hard-boiled detective is forced to team up with the rat?
What?
Maybe they need to find out how the rat became crisp.
I feel like there's a misunderstanding here.
I feel like this could actually work. Now, how big is this rat of yours? I'm gonna send some emails.
Okay, I don't represent a rat. I represent an actor named Chris Pratt. First name Chris, last name Pratt.
Oh!
Yeah.
Well, listen, Nicolas Cage has already agreed to play the detective, so would this actor of yours be willing to wear a rat costume, or?
Probably not. I mean, he's one of the biggest stars in the world right now.
Oh, he is?
Yeah, you really haven't heard of Chris Pratt?
Listen, he must have slipped past me. Why don't you tell me about his career and get me up to speed?
Well, he started off living in a van in Maui.
Oh, living in vans is tight. Sometimes I'll break into vans and sleep in them overnight.
What?
So it must have been hard for him to break into Hollywood from a van in Maui.
Actually, super easy, barely an inconvenience.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it was a classic case of working as a waiter at Bubba Gump Shrimp and being discovered by Tommy Chong's daughter.
Isn't that always how it goes?
Yeah, so Ray Don Chong cast him in a horror short film called Cursed Part 3.
A classic.
Oh, you've seen it?
No.
Okay, so anyway, then he moved on to playing a lovable dummy in a teen soap opera called Everwood.
Okay.
And then he shifted gears and played a lovable dummy in a teen soap opera called The OC.
Right.
And then he's done a lot of supporting roles where he plays kind of a dummy.
But he's also lovable?
Exactly, yes.
He's really cashed in on this lovable dummy thing, huh?
Oh yeah, and things really took off for him when he started playing a lovable dummy that's also chubby.
That's smart, because then you're lovable and huggable.
The classic teddy bear move, that's right.
Very smart.
Yeah, so he started becoming really popular when he played this character Andy Dwyer on a sitcom called Parks and Recreation.
What was that character like?
Basically, like if a puppy became human.
Wow.
And then he started doing this thing where he'd lose a bunch of weight and gain a bunch of weight.
Sounds pretty unhealthy.
Oh, super unhealthy. He dropped a bunch of weight to play a baseball player in Moneyball, and then he packed on a bunch of muscle to play a Navy SEAL in Zero Dark 30, and then he gained a bunch of weight to play a dude in Delivery Man.
And then he died because that's insane and the human body shouldn't do that?
Nope, I'm not trying to pitch you a dead actor.
Good, because I probably wouldn't have any projects for him.
That makes sense.
Unless a hard-boiled detective had to partner up with a corpse.
Please stop doing that.
Okay, sorry.
Anyway, then he did a thing where he got some abs and put them on Instagram, and since then he's been a leading man.
Wow.
Yeah, Marvel cast him as their latest superhero in Guardians of the Galaxy last year because it's currently 2015.
Kind of weird for you to say what year it is and then look into the corner of the room like that.
Yeah, well, I felt like it needed to be said.
Well, okay then.
So anyway, last year he was also the lead voice actor in the Lego movie, which was a huge hit.
Very cool.
And this year he starred in Jurassic World, which was also a huge hit.
This year being 2015.
Right.
So what movies are in the cards for the future?
Well, there's gonna be a Guardians of the Galaxy sequel.
What's that gonna be about?
Well, in the first one he had mommy issues, so in the second one he's gonna have daddy issues.
Wow.
And then he's gonna be in the next Avengers movie where he's gonna have daddy-in-law issues.
What kind of role does his character play in the Avengers movie?
The kind that ruins everything.
Oh my god.
Yeah, it's gonna be pretty frustrating.
I imagine it would be.
So what do you think? Do you want him for an upcoming project?
Well, let's see. You're saying this guy is super likable?
Yeah, he's like the most well-liked actor in Hollywood right now.
Well, how about we toss him in a movie with the most well-liked actress in Hollywood right now?
Jennifer Lawrence?
Jennifer Lawrence.
I love it. What's the project?
I think the project barely matters. We just have to get these two actors in a movie together.
Very smart.
What could go wrong?
Hey guys, Ryan here. Thanks for watching that actor pitch meeting. If there are other actors you'd like to see these videos for, let me know in the comment section. And if you like this one, you could give it a like, maybe share it on Facebook and Twitter, maybe send it along to Chris Pratt, and check back soon for a new pitch. Bye-bye.